It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Paul once wrote to the Christians at Corinth these words, "Love is patient and kind." I ran across a story in my reading once, which I wish to pass along to you. I think it has something of a moral in it. Back during the Second World War, the parents of a sailor went for several weeks without hearing anything from their son. Finally, they gave up on their son and considered him a war victim. However, near the end of the war, the parents, who lived in New Jersey, received a phone call from someone in San Diego. After a moment on the phone, the parents recognized the voice as that of their son. He was alive. During the course of the conversation, the son explained to his parents that for the past several months, he'd found it difficult to write because he'd been taking care of a war victim. He told them that the person had been wounded in the war and had lost a leg, an arm, an eye, and part of his face. His parents expressed concern over the poor sailor and then bragged on their son for taking care of him during all those months. The boy then asked his parents for permission to bring the wounded sailor home to live with them. He explained that the boy didn't have another home, nor anyone else to care for him. His parents expressed their concern for the wounded sailor and also told their son they thought it was a very noble thing for him to want to bring the sailor home. But after some conversation, the parents expressed their desire to their son that he not bring the boy home with him. They simply didn't want the job of taking care of such a battle-scarred sailor. Their son said that he understood their feelings and said that he would not bring the boy home. Expressing his love for the parents, the sailor hung up. You know, I guess it's hard to fulfill such a request as the sailor son made. For most of us don't want a disfigured person around the house, do we? None of us like to look at ugly things, and most of us judge a person's beauty by their physical appearance. We appreciate the good that those who are disfigured have done, but we'd rather just not have to be burdened with them around the house. Many times we feel sorry for the physically handicapped, so we give some little something that requires no effort on our part and does them little good. But I think what the handicapped person wants more than anything else is to be treated like a human being. The morning after they spoke with their son, the couple in New Jersey received a telegram from the naval officials stating that their son had jumped from a window to his death. The parents couldn't understand why their son had reacted so to their request. Until the body arrived and the casket was opened, their son had only one arm, one leg, one eye, and a badly disfigured face. Maybe we should try a little harder to love those who want to be treated like a human being.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.